Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you today? Oh, I tell you, it's one thing after another. I want you to listen to yourself, for yourself, to how CBS News tosses softballs to Governor Hickenlooper in Colorado, you know, gun control Hick, Hickenlooper, if you want to call him that. And if I can find this piece here, what I want you to do is I want you to listen to how CBS, how the media handled, because we're going to have to put up with this for the next several months as we go through the election. Now, I know that you know this, but please keep in mind there are many who just don't get it. It is my responsibility to bring this to you and let you see this in a light that maybe you don't see. Because the media comes at us from a left-wing, progressive, un-American, socialist, gun-grabbing point of view. This is normal and natural to them. That argument, are they doing it intentionally? Well, yes, they're doing it intentionally, but not intentionally in the way that you think they're doing it intentionally. They didn't wake up and say, I'm going to do a biased report on guns today. They intentionally did their report from a biased perspective because they're biased. They didn't wake up and create the bias report and say, I'm going to bias this report today. Do you follow me here? I want you to take a listen to this because it's well hidden in an interview that CBS tossed at gun grabber Hickenlooper out in Colorado. Take a listen to this. Let's see if we can pull this up.
What's the difficulty in explaining on the one hand that you, certain kinds of guns you don't want people to be able to get, you want certain kinds of procedures, and at the same time convincing people you do not want to do away with the Second Amendment? And you.
Now, let me stop right there. Hickenlooper was sitting on Good Morning, or CBS This Morning, yesterday. And Charlie Rose said, and I quote, what's the difficulty in explaining, on the one hand, that certain kinds of guns you don't want people to be able to get, you don't want people to get, the governor. The governor doesn't want you to get those guns. What's the problem? What's the difficulty in explaining, on the one hand, that certain kinds of guns you don't want people to be able to get, you want certain procedures, and at the same time saying, you do not want to do away with the Second Amendment? What he's doing here, and the MRC accurately describes this as Charlie Rose operating under the assumption that the Democrat gun grabber isn't a Democrat gun grabber. This is how the media expertly and artfully frames these questions. Now, to a, I say, well-schooled headline surfer. There's no such thing as a well-schooled headline surfer. I guess maybe there is. I don't know. To a headline surfer, there's nothing wrong with the way that question was phrased, but you need to know better. And I know you do. To those of you who might not catch that, you understand a little bit differently. Take a listen now from the beginning.
What's the difficulty in explaining, on the one hand, that you, certain kinds of guns you don't want people to be able to get, you want certain kinds of procedures, and at the same time convincing people you do not want to do away with the Second Amendment and you do not want to do away with guns?
But there's a lot of gun owners and Second Amendment supporters in Colorado. How do they respond to these gun control measures that you signed into law?
All right. There's a lot going on in those two pieces. In that little soundbite, there's a lot going on. That's about a 57 or 60-second soundbite. What's the difficulty in explaining on the one hand? What's the difficulty means, why is it so hard for you to get across our position? That certain kinds of guns you don't want people to be able to get. What kind of gun, what does that mean, you don't want people to be able to get? Does that mean Charlie Rose agrees with Governor Hickenlooper, gun-grabbing Democrat socialist? That there are guns we don't want people to get? Of course that's what it means. You're phrasing the question to the Democrat socialist gun grabber, governor. And my question, as a law-abiding gun-owning American is, who are you to tell me what I can and can't have? You see, this question is phrased as assault weapons, see, what they determine. They want to be able to determine what you can and can't have based on features they don't like. That evil black rifle. Or maybe it's a semi-automatic pistol. You know, the most common gun in use around the world today. Do you follow how these questions are? It's very important that you understand so that you're able to see this bias in what is on the surface, what seems to be a very benign question, which it is certainly not. It's a very dangerous question. These types of questions, this type of unobjective bias in the media is incredibly dangerous to our republic, to the future of our republic, because it is widespread. Too many people hear this and don't hear this subsequent conversation. They don't think there's anything wrong with that question. Well, they're just asking the question, why are you having a difficult time getting this message across? And then, of course, we come back with the gun control question. There are a lot of gun owners. How are they responding to these things that you did? You know, common sense. She did not mention that gun owners in Colorado responded with a couple of recall elections, throwing one out, forcing the resignation of another one so she wouldn't face the same stiff embarrassment. And that Hickenlooper almost lost that election in a very blue state. It was very, very close. The assumption from the host that the Democrat socialist governor is not an enemy of the Second Amendment because he doesn't want to do away with rights. We just want guns. Now, what's the other half of that? He said, and certain procedures. You want certain procedures. So Charlie Rose is saying to the governor, guns you don't want people to have, as if he is King Hickenlooper Goober. And that King Hickenlooper Goober, say that fast, huh? That's a fun word. Hey, that's a fun word, isn't it? You know, from the movie Elf. Got to have my sense of humor. That's a fun word, isn't it? Hickenlooper Goober. You want certain procedures. And at the same time, you want to tell people that you're not against the Second Amendment. What he's saying is, how do we get away with doing this, Gov? That's their plan. That's the trickery. And it's right smack in the question. MRC, brilliant for pulling this out. Most people wouldn't have caught this. You want certain procedures. What are the procedures that Charlie Rose is talking about? Those procedures are quote-unquote expanded background checks, which have failed miserably in Colorado, by the way, as we have seen with further murderous activity by people who have passed those background checks. The very things they lied to you about, that the background checks, expanded background checks, were to stop. Expanded meaning taking away your ability to buy or sell a gun, really, to anyone unless they approve it, including your family, friends, neighbors, hunting buddies, the whole nine yards. As if criminals follow that law. It's utterly ridiculous on its face to even have the conversation, quite frankly. It's just utterly ridiculous on its face. And, of course, registration. These are the procedures that they want. They want procedures for everything. But they don't tell you what those procedures are. So artfully worded, brilliantly picked up by MRC. Very, very important that you understand these things. I know it can sound a little redundant from time to time. But as we move into this election cycle, you will be blitzkrieged with this un-American socialist gun-grabbing propaganda expertly, artfully twisted. They will be playing semantics with you unlike anything you've ever seen in your life during this election cycle. They study it. They practice it. They trial balloon it. they pose experts that they choose, as we saw with CBS or with Katie Couric over at Yahoo News. And if, by the way, if Katie Couric's documentary wasn't, or as she claimed it to be on the clip we played for you here, an objective point of view and wasn't a gun control anti-gun piece, as she claimed it was, you heard her say it, why is Shannon Watts and Moms Demand Action and the rest of the gun grabbers screening it and fawning all over it in a phony demonstration at the National Rifle Association meetings, you know, dozens of blocks away because they couldn't get close because traffic was too big because too many tens of thousands of freedom-loving Americans showed up to their two dozen? More on that when we come back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, let's kind of wrap that bias thing up. Excellent pickup by the MRC. Very impressive. I mean, that's what they do. I've been reading MRC for years. You can check that out at mrc.org, mediaresearchcenter.org. They do amazing work. Brent Bozell. Brent, you heard Brent on the program with me a few weeks back. I've been a big fan of his work at MRC Media Research for many, many years. But this is why this is so important, because this flies under the radar. A lot of people miss this stuff. Good conservative people miss this stuff. It just, they've seen it. It's the news. You know, from my question is, what are you doing watching CBS anyway? But that's a whole different program. And I know the morning shows, all of them, all the networks, including Fox News, they're tough to watch. They're tough to watch. Yeah, you throw it, the first 60 seconds, 120 seconds, you get the national weather, you get the top stories, then you can change it. Because the rest of the show is just a bunch of people patting themselves on the back about, oh, who talked to who and who got an interview. It's all inside baseball stuff, and I get that. It's aggravating to watch. And the whole 24-hour cycle. But it is there are too many people who watch this stuff and surf it without understanding what they're hearing. And that MRC pickup about throwing softballs was huge, because the overall assumption was of, you don't want to get rid of guns. How do you trick people? What's the difficulty in explaining? That means, how are we going to trick people? On one hand, that you don't want them to have something, as if Hickenlooper has any moral authority whatsoever to tell me what I can and can't have. He does not. I will defy him. He cannot stop me, and he won't. It's that simple. That there are just certain procedures they want you to have, and those procedures are, tell me who you are, where you live, what you have, so I have a record of your personal property. I can determine what you can and can't, and who you can and can't transfer your personal property that I tell you you can have at a fee that I determine, a tax. Those are the procedures. Yet at the same time, I support the right to bear arms. Okay? That's what that's about. Now, I went back and I talked a little bit about the Katie Couric thing. I don't want to dwell on that. I just want to use it to make a point. That hidden inside that bias that you will be seeing, and it is going to be coming at you at blitzkrieg speed, I can promise you. I'll give you a quick example before I wrap up with that Katie Couric thing as an example. But here's a quick example of the blitzkrieg that you're going to get. The lead up to the national, did you notice all the anti-gun press over the past 2 weeks? Oh, hell, just Katie Couric's debut of her gun. Do you think it was coincidental that Katie Couric's Under the Gun got the media attention it got and was even released? You think there's a coincidence that it was released days before the National Rifle Association convention? Do you think that's a coincidence? There's no coincidence there. That's all by design. These people know what they're doing. They're ginning up trouble. Now, back to that piece quickly, and then I'll move on. Part of their objective is to twist the facts by creating the narrative, right? They create the narrative by twisting the facts, and they twist the facts to create, or by creating the narrative. It both goes hand in hand. You can look at it either way. And how do they do that with the facts? How do you play loose with facts? Facts are facts. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. How do you play loose with that? Well, it's easy. It's like the global warming kooks. They tell you it's settled science and ignore the 90,000 scientists that say it isn't. And they control the media who puts out that narrative. And then they call you the person who says, what, are you out of your mind? I'll meet you in Miami in 20 years, and we'll have a cocktail on the beach. It ain't going nowhere, kookhead. Okay? Al Gore, you go back and look at Al Gore's predictions. New York City is still there. The East Coast is still there. We had 10 years before we put the point of no return. Al Gore's a lying hypocrite multi-gazillionaire because you're a sucker. And I'm not talking about you specifically, but someone you might know. I know some. So how do you twist those facts? It's real simple. They provide the facts they want you to know, and they leave out the four-hour interview with John Lott because they can't twist his facts, because he's so damn good at what he does and the information he provides is irrefutable, that they decide they don't want to use it because it isn't in their best interest, because it doesn't push their narrative. So please, this is going to come at you in lightning fast speed over the next several months, okay? And it is just, I can't overstress how important it is that you pay attention to this stuff. Good heavens. I was going to have Bob Owens from Bearing Arms on, and Bob ran into a little personal problem. This is live radio. That's what I tell you. Sometimes this happens. And that's okay, because we have so much to talk with you about. One of those things I want to talk with you about, this one's kind of personal for me, and it angers me. Gavin Newsom, A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart News, wrote this piece. It's up today. It's up today. Gavin Newsom calls transgender gun activists disgusting. That transgender gun activist that Gavin Newsom called disgusting is a personal friend of mine, Nikki Stallard. I've known Nikki now for over a decade. And I have had conversations. Nikki runs the Pink Pistols out in California and San Francisco. Very difficult job they have. They were also, the Pink Pistols just won the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., the second suit to go to find that Washington, D.C.'s philosophy of requiring you to spell out why you want to exercise your Second Amendment rights, only to say, nope, doesn't meet our requirements. Sorry, we'll take the $352, rubber stamp, have a great day. Screw job, which is what that is. And it was the Pink Pistols that won that case. Second Amendment Foundation won the previous one. So at some point in time, Washington, D.C. is going to get it right. And if they don't, we're just going to continue to sue them into compliance. But Nikki made a comment, and I guess it was to the Fresno Bee. If Gavin Newsom gets this passed, how will transgender women like me be able to protect themselves? My wife and kids have met Nikki. Nikki's an all-around great person, and Gavin Newsom used the word disgusting, referring to Nikki, in a Facebook post, in which, according to A.W.R. Hawkins, quoting, he dismissed a transgender woman's concern over gun control. Nikki was not talking about bathrooms. Nikki was not talking about... Nikki was talking about her right to keep and bear arms to defend herself. The gay community. This isn't about whether or not you... how you feel. It's not about how you feel about the transgender or gay community. That's not what this is about. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The right to bear arms is a human right. It transcends everything. Color, race, transcends everything. Sexual orientation. All human beings have a right to bear arms to defend themselves. And what does the left do? Calls it disgusting. That's a personal attack against every gun owner. And God bless Nikki. I know Nikki will stand up for her rights out in California. I know she will. We'll be back after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, how you doing? Wow. Wow. Just amazing stuff. Always something to talk about. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? Really fascinating, because my mother asked me that question years ago, almost 8 years ago now, that we began Armed American Radio's monster broadcast on Sundays. From 8 to 9, heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta. For those of you who don't know anything about Atlanta, well, you're not missing much, other than the fact that the perimeter is the outside loop, if you will, 285, that circles the city and causes absolutely horrendous backups, because the infrastructure to the city of Atlanta is horrendous. But the show was heard inside that perimeter. Quite frankly, not really the Armed American Radio demographic that we know today. And the show not only thrived, it exploded. Now to a three-hour format on the weekends, dominating the airwaves and live radio. Yeah, live stuff on that monster broadcast. I love that live radio. You get that live flair. We're going to go to some more emails today, too, because I love communicating with you. It's a lot of fun. But then, of course, that gave birth to this program. So we are annoying gun-grabbing liberals somewhere across America's airwaves every day of the week. Somebody's saying, well, you're only on Monday through Friday and Sunday. That's only 6 days or 7 days. Well, some program directors repeat and run the broadcast on Saturdays. And I'm also on Spirit of Racing Radio, which you can hear at, if you're a NASCAR fan like I am, iTalk US. Get the app, iTalk US, the letter I, T-A-L-K, U-S, Get the app on your phone, and at 11:45 every day, I guest on Saturday, I should say, every day at 11:45, I'm a guest on Spirit of Racing Radio. Sometimes my travel gets in the way, like this past week. I was busy at the NRA and couldn't call from the floor, but 9 out of 10 days, we're talking guns and NASCAR, updating listeners in the Augusta, Georgia, Aiken, South Carolina market to guns and NASCAR. It's a lot of fun. It's like grilling while armed. NASCAR and guns go together. How do I know that? I can pretty much promise you that there's probably a gun in every truck in a parking lot in a NASCAR race. I can promise you that. And I've been to a bunch of them. So it's a great combination. NASCAR and NASCAR Nation and Armed American Radio Nation are the best of friends. So we're annoying the gun-grabbing liberals 7 days a week out there at various times when these programs air. Sometimes some of you are listening to the show live. Some of you are listening to it at 11 o'clock at night. Some of you are listening to it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Some of you are listening at 10 o'clock at night. Some of you are listening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Salem, Oregon, how you doing? Love you, cats. You're listening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, it's just, yeah, we can talk about this every week for an hour. We don't have enough time in the day. Hey, let's get a quick update. WCBM, this popped up on my screen yesterday. 5 killed, 40 wounded in weekend shootings. Can you guess what city? I'll give you 2 seconds. Chicago. You were right. Absolutely. Let's give you an update on the numbers in Chicago, heavily gun-controlled Chicago. Let's give you some numbers, shall we? Yearly totals updated today. Today. Chicago shootings, just shootings. 1,285, and that number is higher from the moment I touched that screen when we were coming back from a break. It's higher now. It just hasn't been reported yet. And at the end of the day, it will be higher than it is right now. 1,285. Last year's totals, shootings, 2,988. In Chicago alone, not one part of the city is untouched. That's right, all you Miracle Milers. You too. No gated community is protecting you. That's right, Barack Obama. Your own neighborhood. But you don't like to talk about that. Let's break down that 1,285. How many have been killed? Well, last year's total was 489. This year's total is 244. Now, that last year's total, that's from January 1st, 2015 to December 31, 2015. That number was 489. And you know what? Here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to use a calculator here, okay? Let's take 489 and let's divide it by 2, okay? And here's what we're going to get. We're going to get 244.5. Now, why did I divide it by 2? Because we're almost halfway through the year, but not quite. So we are ahead of last year's pace by quite the clip, aren't we? 244 already, and by the time I stop talking about this, that number will have risen. Now, Chicago Tribune has been a little bit slack on their reporting here. Let me go back down here and see what kind of date we've got. Oh, gosh, look, May 2016, 51 homicides in May. Just May. In Chicago. This is the gun control they want for you. So when you go back, you go right back to the CBS bias report. Old Hickenlooper doing everything he can to emulate Chicago's gun control laws. Is this what you want, Colorado? Denver, you're listening to the show. Is this what you want? Of course it's not what you want. But it's what you get if you continue to believe that biased reporting. Okay, so enough about that. You get the picture. I hope you get the picture. Boy, oh boy, what a mess. I tell you, it's hard. It's hard to talk about that stuff. Let's talk about some things. How about common sense? Shall we want to talk about common sense? A presidential candidate is under FBI investigation, and you're going to vote for that person. Who in their right mind would do that? Who in their right mind would do that? I just kind of had to say that because I kind of had to say that. I think about that, it drives me crazy. Boy, and I've also got a story coming up for you because I know you know people like this. Oh, in the near future, we'll talk about it. Let me see. I'm going to take you to a site. You ever go to keepandbeararms.com by any chance? Here's the kind of stuff you get. Did you know that today Chris Christie vetoed another gun bill? You're probably thinking, oh, he vetoed another good gun bill? No, Chris Christie vetoed a bill requiring domestic violence offenders to surrender firearms, saying current law already covers the issue. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means the Democrats, the socialists in New Jersey, won't stop with what they already have. They want what? They want more. Expanded background checks leads to what? Well, they're just going to stop it. That's all they want is expanded background checks. No, 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 no. Expanded background checks in 18 months are going to say, you know what? The numbers so far aren't adding up. We need to go a little bit further. In order to make this work properly, we need to know where those guns are so that we can see who and who isn't is complying or not complying with our expanded background check. We can't check. They don't know if I've sold my gun to my neighbor because they don't know I have the gun. So they can fix that. What are they going to call it? They're going to call it a what? Here, let's count to two again. One, two. I'll give you an extra 2 seconds. They're going to call it a loophole. It's the expanded background check loophole. They're going to call it that. And then they're going to want to register your firearms. You see, enough is never enough with these people. So hats off to Christie, because this goes back to the due process issue we were talking about weeks ago and days ago when we had Beth Vaughn on the program, herself a victim of an ongoing stalking domestic violence incident where firearms have come into the play over 3 times. This is due process. So good on the governor there, Christie. Should have been doing that for 6 years, maybe screaming from the rooftops that your laws rot. We'll be back right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Let me put down my iced tea here quickly. Hold on. Very refreshing. Hot down south of the Mason-Dixon line. All you Yankees, come on down. No, don't. Just kidding. You won't like the heat and humidity. Or the food. It's barbecue. It's bad for you. I've been waiting for this story. I'm not going to be able to get to any emails today. I do apologize. I've been waiting for this story all day. This is what I wanted to cover with Bob Owens from Bearing Arms, and we will do that later in the week. Take a listen to this. I have to give hats off to Bob for writing this the way he wrote this, because like me, he is marginalizing the un-Americans who deserve to be marginalized. I absolutely abhor the fact that I have to talk about them because I don't like giving them attention. But we must answer them because they get national press. So we have to answer them. Here's my problem with it. By doing that, I personally believe that we are lending credence to their arguments. We are legitimizing what needs to be delegitimized, that needs to be broken down. Their arguments are false, based on lies. Trayvon Martin, Black Lives Matter, the whole thing, based on lies. Michael Brown, criminal, trying to kill a cop. Unbelievable in this country today. Unbelievable we even have to talk about this. Unbelievable. There is a large segment of our society. It just leaves a talk host speechless. That there are people who, it's just incredible. How about Baltimore? I saw a funny meme today. You know, that beer guy, you know, the guy they sent to Mars. I don't usually drink the beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis, that kind of thing. They sent him to Mars because he was, you know, reneged on his contract and all that stuff. Funny story, by the way. But the meme was, I don't always prosecute cops for murder, but when I do, they usually get acquitted. And Baltimore's, you know, 0-2 now. That's what happens with political persecutions that fall prey to blackmail from un-American organizations, rioters, looters. Incredible that we're at this point in America today. And it's just incredible. And you know, there's idiots out there saying it has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing. It's just incredible. This is what the Democrat Party has done to a large segment of society. Another show. 80,452 attend NRA convention in Louisville. How'd I say that? Good. Moms Demand Action, Shannon Watts, Every Town for Gun Safety brought how many? 36 Hats off to Bob Owens for marginalizing these idiots. And that's what they are. They are liars. We proved that to you yesterday with a quote, just one simple quote from Shannon Watts. Take a listen to this from Bob. According to the NRA, the 2016 annual meeting, which saw the nation's oldest civil rights organization formally endorse Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, brought 80,452 attendees. According to the Louisville Courier-Journal, and I read you the pieces yesterday, according to their photographer, Matt Stone, and this was under the caption I read you yesterday, the counter-protest by Moms Demand Action, that's Michael Bloomberg, Shannon Watts, the PR liar, was just slightly smaller. Stone's estimate rings true in his photo of a very anemic Moms Demand march held far away from the actual NRA convention site. Even when spread out in an attempt to make the number of marchers appear larger than they were, this is the bias we're talking about, it's a sad sight to see. Moms Demand only turned out about 120 activists in Indianapolis 2 years ago. And as Bob points out, that's a noticeable embarrassment for Moms Demand founder Shannon Watts, as the ultra-rich, lily-white Indianapolis suburb of Zionsville is her hometown. 120 people, 78,000-plus attended in Indianapolis 2 years ago. I know. I was there. Last year in Nashville was also a tremendous credibility-destroying effort for Watts, who claimed 400 attendees, but photographic evidence showed once again they could only bus in, just over 100 supporters. Now, I want to point out, and pull away from the article for just a second, I want to point out that the NRA doesn't bus anybody in. 80,452 freedom-loving Americans spent their own money and got themselves there. They didn't rely on being bused in. This is what Democrats have to do. They have to bus people in. They got to con people to vote. They got to break laws. They got to make it illegal to. I voted today, by the way, and I had to show my ID. Last year in Nashville was also a tremendous credibility destroying effort for Watts. I know I didn't continue with that ID thing, did I? No, I don't want to. I don't have enough time. She claimed 400 attendees, but photographic evidence showed once again they could only bus in just over 100 supporters. A turnout of just 40 souls is simply sad and pathetic by any measure for a so-called national organization. It shouldn't be surprising, then, that Moms Demand makes no mention of the march on their Facebook page and offers up only a carefully composed shot of a mere 14 souls on their Facebook page. Every Town for Gun Safety, which we know because Katie Couric outed it the other, you know, just last week. We don't like to call it gun control. We like to call it gun safety. Thanks for proving me right, Katie. Thanks. But not that I needed that, but because I'm right anyway. But, you know, hey. Little reinforcement from my friendly enemy on the left. I appreciate that. Thanks. Every Town for Gun Safety, which has now been restyled as Moms Demand Parent Organization, was too embarrassed to mention Moms Demand failed rally at all. Public relations executive Shannon Watts is failing miserably at her job of attempting to feign a grassroots anti-NRA effort for her paymaster, Michael Bloomberg. How much longer can she possibly keep up this charade? Well, I'll answer that question, Bob. Forever, as long as the mainstream media continues to prop her up. And they're going to. And they are going to. But you already knew that. 80,452 people in the Angry Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, can muster up 36 people, and they get press. Have you seen anywhere in the mainstream press highlighting the 80,452? Have they told you about freedom-loving Americans? Have they showed you films of those 80,000 people streaming into Louisville? Did they show you the lines of traffic miles long backed up in cases for 2 hours to get to that convention? No. No. Maybe they did in a traffic report on the local news so they could tell you to avoid it. But by doing so, they're telling you how popular it was, right? But they didn't do it for the news. They did it for the traffic report. You know, crash Jenkins up there in the helicopter.
Stay away from exit 4X by the expo over there. It's going to be a little breakup over there because the National Rifle Association has brought in 80,452 attendees to this year's convention in Louisville.
No, that's not what they say. You like that? Yeah. They don't want you to know that. I know because I was there. I can tell you those things. You know because you understand the truth. You also know that we're going to wake up and do this all over again tomorrow. And we're going to call them out. We're going to call them what they are. Un-American lying gun grabbers. And we're going to annoy them from coast to coast. From those toasty beaches of Florida, those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Please don't be that unarmed caveman or woman. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.